So let's take a look at what this section says and see about answering the questions in red. So here under current symptoms and behaviors, it states that according to mother, Sarah throws and breaks household items when she does not get her way, yells and curses at authority figures, refuses to do schoolwork assignments, or comply with home requests such as chores, provokes siblings and peers at school, has been involved in physical fights with peers at school, does not accept responsibility for her actions, and has low frustration tolerance. Mother also reported that Sarah has been extremely irritable, has low motivation, and her hygiene has also decreased. Sarah reported that her mother exaggerates and doesn't know what she's talking about, and per mother, Sarah began exhibiting the above defiant behaviors 3 years, at which time they occurred 2 to 3 times per week. The behavior subsequently increased to 1 time a day 2 years ago after Sarah's sister died. In the past 7 months, they have intensified significantly and occur on a daily basis 2 to 3 times a day and last approximately 3 hours per occurrence. Mother stated that the irritable mood, low motivation, and poor hygiene were evident during the past month, approximately 3 times a week. The above symptoms and behaviors are described as severe in intensity. So in the following section, we see what impairments these symptoms and behaviors are causing. The above symptoms and behaviors have interfered with Sarah maintaining healthy peer and adult relationships and has jeopardized her schooling as well. She is at risk of failing the semester and being expelled from school due to her 3 prior suspensions. So now that we have a picture of what is going on, let's pick out each component of FIDO. Frequency is noted a few times here. You'll see that 3 years ago, the defiant behaviors occurred 2 to 3 times a week. And in the past 7 months, they have increased to occurring on a daily basis, 2 to 3 times a day. Intensity is described as severe by the client and the mother. Duration indicates that symptoms and behaviors last approximately 3 hours per occurrence. And onset is also important, and knowing here that the client's behaviors and symptoms began 3 years ago. The next question asks, what impairments are being caused by the client's symptoms and behaviors? Here we see that the client struggles to maintain health, peer, and adult relationships, and is also at risk of failing the semester and being expelled from school due to 3 prior suspensions. And lastly, what do we think the diagnosis might be? So take note of the numerous defiant behaviors. We will learn more about Sarah as we move along her assessment.